want to say, according to Yerovam, that what that Naaman, as a guy, he was mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem. He should have given up his life. If so, lelei melei, hi, that Elisha shouldn't have said to him, lech l'shalom, as if to say you did nothing. Rashi says, v'misa, de ben noyach muzer akdushas Hashem, lo nemele lech l'shalom, de mashma d'hoida loy, smashmi was meditim. So Rashi says, why? He did wrong. Nehi de loy chicha loy haya mitzuvah, you're not mitzuvah, to be moichiach a goy, to echeach to chias es amisechach siv. Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah toichocha to stop somebody is only to another Jew, but not to a goy. But stivaloy lager toishiv. Mil Rashi says, that Elisha shouldn't have admitted to the Avera that he did. So but Rashi is saying us now that there's no mitzvah techocho to a goy. A Jew has no mitzvah to tell a goy to stop doing an Avera. In the Sefer Chassidim, he is not like this. He brings a raya from Yoina, that Yoina had a shlichus to go tell Anshe Ninveh to stop doing the ra. So you see, there is a mitzvah techocho for a Jew upon a goy. That's what the Sefer Chassidim holds. But Rashi is saying here, though, a Jew has no mitzvah techocho to a goy. But I call upon him, here the question was, he shouldn't have agreed to him. Like the Maisa Naaman, according to Rav, did something wrong, he should have been Maisa Nefesh. So Maritz, I'll tell you, no, here by the Maisa of Naaman was different. I'll tell you, Habitzina, Habifahesia. Because it was only privately here. When do we say a guy has the mitzvah, even if you say Kiddush Hashem, that's only at least in front of 10 goyim. It has to be in front of 10 people. But if we don't have 10 people, he has no chit with Maisa Nefesh. So that's why he did the right thing. Omarav Yudomarav, Maisa Biyodamechet, the famous story here, happened once a case with a man, Shenosan Einavisha, he was a Pesheya, he started to look at a lady, we'll see in the Gemara what type of a lady she was, but a man started to look at her, and he got a tithe, he got a lust for her. Achas Vehel Olibaitina, his heart became sick because of this, because he had such a lust to live with her, that he was getting sick, he couldn't live anymore. His love was so easy, his Yetzirah was burning up in him. Oh, Bob was all away from him. So he got so sick, got 105 temperature last night. So he went to the doctor. What should I do? I'm burning up inside me. The young one, the doctor said, "Ain loy takona achiti boil. You have no aspirins won't help you. You have no way to get away this fever you have unless you live with her. That's the only way. You have to be boiler. So what should he do now? So he went to ask his rav, "What can I do? The doctor says the pekuach nefesh. The only way I'll take away my temperature is if I live with this lady." Is Armud Acham said back to Armud Achamim, "You must know you're supposed to be killed. Do not do this. It's Gil Arroyas V'yati Voyoloi. And do not live with her." That's the Pasha of Gil Arroyas. Here before Naram Arosa, according to one man, we'll soon see. Right? It's like Znus. Like, that's Poshto. We'll soon say not like that. But this Poshto Pshat is Gil Arroyas. So okay, he said, "Listen, Tamud Afone Aruma. Let her at least stand in front of me undressed. Let me at least look at her. Maybe that will take away my temperature." Chum said nothing doing. You have to rather let yourself be killed rather than doing this, even though it's not really Gil Arroyas, but it's why says Abizrayu the Gil Arroyas. This Duran brings a proof that the Gimel Averis is not the actual Averis alone, but anything that has to do with it. The Abizrayu has to do with also. Well, here is Surachil of Avchem. Don't go after your eyes, don't look at her. Right? What about in the Chiddush? Tisapri my Bachuragiadu. All I want to do is just talk to her. Let me have a discussion with her, not on the telephone, but she should be on the other side of the fence. Because I want to hear her voice. That will also give me taiva, that will also calm me down. So still the Chacham said back to him, "No, Yomus, you have to die, v'yata sapri ma'mechura gedu. You do not even have a right to talk to her in back of the fence." And there's such a case where he's boiling up that he needs her, so anything he does with her is a chelik of Gil Arroyas. So therefore by Gil Arroyas, he had the klal Yehorek v'yavar, he has no right. Now the Gemara says, "Pligi bor Rav Yaakov Aridi." We didn't finish yet. Listen to this yet. "Pligi bor Rav Yaakov Aridi for Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni." So Machlekes here, what type of a lady was she? Chadom Eishesish Hoisa. She was an Eishesish. She was married. Said it's very good. It's real Gil Arroyas. For this man to live with her is a real Gil Arroyas. It's Chayiv Misa for it. So therefore, by Gil Arroyas, we say, "Yehorek V'al Yaver." You have to let yourself be killed and do not do this. Now, the Chadam one says, no, Pinuya Hoysa, that she was a Pinuya, she wasn't even married, this girl. She was a regular unmarried girl, Pinuya Hoysa. That's what we pass on. The Rambam brings down like this. She was a Pinuya Hoysa. So now it's a big Asher, the Gemara says, Bishlem Lamandi Yameshah Sishoys, if she was a really married Shapir, then it's good why she's supposed to have himself killed. It's Gil Arroyas, you have no Heta. Elo leman diyama penuya hoisa. But if she was only a regular unmarried girl, if so, Michael, hi, what's so bad? There's no gil arroyos here. Let's say she wasn't in the yestakash of anida. Let's say she's not a nida. There's no gil arroyos here. So why does he have to kill himself for? Shusan, Rav Papa Rama Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. Papa said, because of a Pegam Mishpacha, you have no right to be Mavazah the Mishpacha. By you living with this girl, you're going to break up Sulam, you're going to rape her. For that, you're making a Pegam of the whole Mishpacha. You have no right to do it, even if it means to give up your life. The Kurach Nefesh is not Deicha of Pegam Mishpacha. Some Achronim want to say, means anytime you embarrass somebody else, you have no right to ask Pekuach Nefesh. Anytime you're making a Pegam in the Mishpacha, you have no right to Pekuach Nefesh. You have to give up your life before you make a Pegam. But it could be it's only a special Indian here by raping that has to do with Gil Arroyos here to make a Pegam in the Mishpacha through a mice of Gil Arroyos. Here there's a Svara that you have to give up your life. That's one Svara, Papa says. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika Amar Kidei Shelo Yiyu B'Nois Yisrael Perutzim Barois. It's like a gather. The Chum did not want Jewish girls to act like Perutzis, like Zionists. So therefore, they made a Takon here, according to Mashmit Takonim of the Rabbonin, that we don't want this to happen. So with the Rabbonin, they made a Takon that we will not let this happen, and the person has to let himself be killed rather than going through this action of being with this girl. So Yechur, according to him, it's mashmas to Rabbonu Mikalocha. They should lo yeh b'nei so prutzas barois. Now the Gemara says, Valintzava, what's the big problem here? On the side that she was a penuya, so let him get married to her. He can't do an issa. Tell him now an issa to be a zayna, we won't let her live with him just to be a zayna. Okay, but let him get married. So partially the answer, she doesn't want to get married to him. That's not the Gemara's answer. Could be then we would force her to be married to him to save a person's life. We'll talk her into it. You'll be a big tzaddikish. You can save the person's life. Get married to the guy for one day, and then I'll give you a get. What's so bad? Mar says, no, it's your son. If he marries her, it won't take away his temperature. Why not? Mar says, mitzvah, if he marries her, loy meis vedaita, he'll still burn up inside him. He won't get away his temperature. Why not? It's your son, Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak. Miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdash, nitla tambiyo, when the beis hamikdash was chorav, so the tzaddikim felt bad then. It was taken away from them, the taiva, the desire to live with their wives. A tam biya was taken away. Rashi says, koshal ha-koyach midaigas rabbis, had a lot of problems upon them. So they lost their strength. V'yein ruach, kam rein ruach, koma v'ish, liyos toyav liyishtoy. Interesting, a man doesn't have that much of a taiva for his own wife. But where did the taiva of Znus go to? The nitna li'oivrei aveir was given to a person who wants to live with somebody else's wife. That we still have a taiva for. Shinama, the pasuk says, "Mayim ginuvim yimtaku." Stolen water is sweet. V'lechem sesarim yinam. It's very good stolen things. In other words, he has a big yetzar burning up in him. He has a taiva, a lust to live with her, but only to do it b'yissa. If he could do it to hetem, it's not so sweet anymore. That already won't calm me down anymore. The only thing that would save this person, this hella libertina, is if he does an issa. Therefore, Chum say, nothing doing. We're not going to let you do the Yisra. There's a Ger, the Prutzas Baroyas. Therefore, Yomus, V'yal, Tiboy, Elishazim. Hadron Alecha, Ben Sarimur. Okay, now the next parak, the Limudim, Shver. This is a Shver Adaf here, and we'll try and go through it. Mishnah says, V'yelu Heinan Esrofim. These are the people that deserve the Misa of Shreifa, they're burnt. Habo Al Isho Bita. See in the Gansu Gemara what this means. The man lives with a wife. And with her daughter, or with his daughter, Isha Bita, the Pasuk says, you get Sreifa. The Torah says, Vatisti Sarif. They get Sreifa. Now, Ubas Koyin Shazinza, the same Allah also applies as son of Ubas Koyin, that's married, that's in the Suya, lives with another man, that she receives Sreifa. Not just the regular Chenik, but she receives Sreifa. Now, Yesh Bechlal Isha Bita. When the Mishnah says that Habo al Isha Bit, you live with her mother and her daughter, what's included in this? Yesh Bechlal Isha Bita, Bitoi Ubas Bitoi. Whether you live with her daughter or her daughter's daughter. Ubas Binoi, or else her son's daughter. No, it could be three generations. You're living with the grandson and with the grandmother. So if one man's not allowed to live with the grandmother and with the grandson, granddaughter. Ubas Ishtoi. The same thing, the daughter of your wife, even though she's not your daughter, but a wife and her daughter you can't live with. Ubas Bitai, and not her daughter's daughter or granddaughter. Ubas b'no, also not her son's daughter. Chamoisa, the same thing, a person cannot live with his mother-in-law. Since you married her daughter, you can't live with her mother. She's an heir to you. Yichayiv sreifa for that. Chamoisa, your mother-in-law. V'yein chamoisa, you're not allowed to live with your mother-in-law's mother. And v'yein chamav, you can't live with your father-in-law's mother. That's also like three generations upwards. The same way it goes downwards, you cannot live with a lady and her daughter, or else her granddaughter. The same way you can't live with your wife and with her mother or with her grandmother. It goes upwards and goes downwards. Now the Gemara says, Had Misha says, Habua Alisha, if you live with a lady, Shenosa bit Habua Alisha, Shenosa bit Lakatani. The Mishnah does not just say that you marry the daughter, Habu Alisha, we live with the wife, Shenosa Bita, that you married her daughter. Rashi says, look at the Kloima, Michti, Midik Tony, Seifa, Yesh Bechlau, and the Mishnah at the end it says is Bechlau, Bechlau, the high Isha Bita, Ta'anech Tiksiva Mari. So since the end of the Mishnah says they are clawless, what we learn out from this first statement of Habu Alisha Bita, Mashma, the case of Isha Bita is what it says in the Torah. It's an error of what it says in the Torah. So what is it? So Mishnah, that's Mishnah's Diyak, the Gemara's Diyak. Habu al Isha, that you live with a wife. Shenosa Bita, that you married a daughter, like a Torah. That the Mishnah does not say. Elohocho al Isha Bita. We're talking about you're living now with a mother, with an Isha, a wife, and a Bita, her daughter. Mechlada Tavayui Li Sura. That either of them, both of them are also to you. And these are the cloud what it says in the Torah. And from this we're learning out other cases. Omaniyu, what is this case that both of them are rosa to you? So Gemara says the case here the Mishnah means is chamoisai, because you're married, you have your wife. Now, if you live with your mother-in-law, her mother, she's rosa to you. And secondly, v'yein chamoisai, your mother-in-law's mother. That's what the Mishnah means. Hey, sabor al isha bitim is for either one of these two, yechayiv sreifa. Whether you live with Isha, meaning your wife's mother, or the grandmother, or else Bita, which would mean the grandmother's daughter, which is your wife's mother. You live with either one of these two, Yechai Sreifa. Uktani, now the Mishnah says, Yesh Bechlal Isha Bita, that from these two we learn out all the other cases of the Mishnah. If so, Mechlal the Tavayu Ksivu Behedya, it's Mashma that not to live with your mother-in-law, and not to live with her mother, it says clearly in the Torah. And from these two, we're learning out the rest. So the question is, v'hanech midrash asiyah. The rest of the Mishnah comes out only from midrasha. So the Mishnah says, is that true? Does it say anywhere in the Torah, the erva clearly of your mother-in-law and her mother? That's the machlekes later. We'll see it on the next daf. It's a machlekes later, whether it says clearly in the Torah or not, your mother-in-law's mother. So according to Abai, it says, yes, it's on the machlekes in the Mashahari Darshan from the Pesukim, it's good, it says it. Masni Samani Rabbi Akivi. Elolarava Diyamar. He says, no, both of them agree that it does not say clearly in the Torah that your mother-in-law's mother. All the extra pasuk means is only that your mother-in-law's also, even after your wife dies. Even after your wife dies, still chamoisa is also. That's what it's teaching us. Since so must be some money. According to Rava, there's no special pasuk in the Torah. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah this sinyan that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. As soon as our Mishnah go like, Amalach Rava says, Einechanami. Our Mishnah means like this. Tini learned in our Mishnah, Habo Alisha Shenosa Bita. The Mishnah does not mean that both of them is chayis right for the Isha and the Bita, which would mean your mother-in-law and her mother, but it means only one case. If you married your wife, now if you live with her mother, you chayis right for. Habu Alisha Shenosa Bita. You married her daughter, your wife, and now if you live with her mother, with your chamoisa for that, you chayis right for. But the Mishnah does not mean to say, Ein chamoisa, because according to Rav, it does not say clearly in the Torah, Ein chamoisa, we only learn it out from Joshua's. Like we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, Yesh bechlal isho bita chamoisa v'yem chamoisa v'yem chamov. Bechlal the isa, not to live with your wife and your mother-in-law, is also not to live with her mother, with your mother-in-law's mother. So now, liyabaya, I need to call boy lemisna. Since the Mishnah wants to say, Eim chamov, that according to Abaya, your mother-in-law's mother, it says clearly in the Torah. That's what the Reisha means. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, I learn out from this also, again, your mother-in-law's mother, we said it already. So according to Abai, what the Mishnah means is, the Chiddush is your father-in-law's mother. That's the Chiddush. That it doesn't say in the Torah. That we have to have a drasha. So since we want to say the Chiddush, that your father-in-law's mother is also also to you, repeats itself at the end of the Mishnah, say, I'm learning out your mother-in-law and her mother, even though that was in the Reisha. L'Rava, but according to Rava, no, neither of them does it say in the Reisha. It doesn't say your wife's grandmother. If so, I did the kabbalah lemisli. Ein chamov v'yein chamoisai tninami chamoisai. Since the main chiddush now, the drushes are about your grandmother. In other words, your wife's mother. That the Mishnah said in the Reisha. How do I know your wife's mother's mother is also to you? That's from a drusha. So since the Mishnah now says the grandmother on both sides, whether it's your wife's mother's grandmother, your wife's father's grandmother, it already says also your mother-in-law. Now we know immediately, how do we know these chedushim? How do we know all these people are chayis reifa? The Tanur Rabbanan learned like this. The pasuk says, Isha sheyikach es isha b'yes ima zimuhi. So the man takes an isha b'yes ima and her mother. So it says here clearly, zimuhi, that they get reifa. So ein liyela isha v'ima. Maybe only if you marry your wife and then you live with her mother, for that you chayis reifa with your mother-in-law. Isha v'ima. Bas isha. Ubas bito, ubas penominain. How do we know downwards that your wife, you live with your wife's daughter, or you live with a bas isha, ubas bito, or else the granddaughter, ubas beno? How do I know? Nemakan zime. It says here when ish, a man lives with his wife and then with his mother-in-law. It says the word zima. The nemalahalan by the isurim, it's by the azaris. It says zima. So malahalan, just like over there by the azaris. Bito ubas bino. It says clearly there that you can't live with your daughter or with your granddaughter. Is afkan here also when it says sreifa to get burnt? Is bito ubas bito? It's also included in this that you can't live with your granddaughter either, with your wife and with your granddaughter. It's also ubas bino. Now minayin, how do I know the Brisa says lasais zuchorim kinekavis, that men have the same malachas like nekavis? We'll soon see what this means. What does it mean to make Zechorim like the Kavis? So again, Nema Kan Zima, it says here by this Pasik, of the Isha, Ish Ashiyikach Es Isha V'Yesima Zimahi, says the word Zima, Nema Kan Zima, the Nema Lahalan Zima, says it by the Yazoris in Vayikvu Yud Ches, it also says the word Zima. So Ma Lahalan Zechorim Kine Kavis, that men have the same malachas, we'll soon see it means the mishpacha of the Zechorim have the same malacha like the mishpacha of the Nekevis. His avkan here was also by the oynish, the punishment of Sreifa, Zechorim ke Nekevis, that the mishpachas of the men have the same malacha like the mishpachas of his wife. Now, minayin, how do I know lasos lamata kilamala? So just like we're saying so far, it's also to live with your mother-in-law and with your mother-in-law's mother, that's going upwards. How do I know going downwards is also? You can't live with your wife and with her daughter or with her granddaughter. Minayin lasos lamata kilamala. So again, nemo kan zima. It says here by the oynish of sreif, it says the word zima. The nemal alan says over there where the pasuk says bita, bas bita, it says there also the word zima. So you make a gzereshava. Ma lahalan lamata kilamala. Just go over there by the azaris. It says clearly, you can't live with an isha, bita, bas bita. Is afkan by the punishment of sreifa is lamata kilamala. The same way you can't live with your mother-in-law, the same way you can't live with your wife's daughter. Umakam lamala kilamata, just like over here, upwards is the same malacha like going downwards, is aflahala lamala kilamata. There also by the Azoris going aflahala lamala, going upwards, the grandmother has the same malacha like kilamata as going down. There's also the Azora. Because when the Pasuk in Parsha Yud Ches says the Azoras, there it says Isho Bita. So the same way there's an Azora for Isho Bita, there's also an Azora for your wife and for your mother-in-law. This is the Brice. Now we'll go to explain it. Omar, what did you say? Minayin, how do I know? Lasso is Chorim Kinekevis. I make the men like the ladies. More is the question, what does that mean? My is the Chorim Kinekevis. What do you mean to say? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Bas Bino. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Maybe only you can't live with your wife and with her daughter and with her daughter's daughter. but maybe only her daughter's daughter from her daughter, all ladies downwards. What about if your wife has a son, and then that son has a daughter? How do I know that's also? If you want to tell me, Bas Beno, the daughter of your wife's son, Kibaz Bita, the same halacha like her daughter's daughter, Bahadi Adodi Kos Kasir. No, that we're not together. When the Pasuk says, Isha Bita, it says clearly, Bas Beno, Bas Bita, they're said together. You don't need a special limud one from the other. Ella rather means like this, Aim Chamav, Ki Aim Chamaisai. How do I know that your father-in-law's mother is also to you the same way your mother, your wife's mother, is her mother is also to you? That's what I'm learning out. Ela'ein chamav. Your father-in-law's mother is also the same way your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Mar says, no. Hashtein chamoisoi. Like chamalon, matter of saying your grandmother, your wife's grandmother, your mother-in-law's mother, we don't know clearly in the Torah, it's only from a drasha, like Kimlon, we didn't learn it out yet. That's the Gemara of Ayin Vav. How do we know it from? Aim Chum of Neheder Alai. Does the Brisa now go to explain the, your father-in-law's mother? That doesn't go in order. First you have to know your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Then you can start talking about the father-in-law's mother. So what does this price mean? We're learning out Sechorim Kinekavis. So Gemara says, Omer Abaya Baisan El Hokakoma. This is what the price means to say. Minayin, how do I know? La'atzos is share. His mission.